Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a banker who says he has money to lend and wants to do it. Stan Wilmoth will be here. He's the president and CEO of Heritage Bank of Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Brian Wachter, Chris Wicker, and Guy Rocha. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Stan Wilmoth. He is the president and CEO of Heritage Bank of Nevada. They have six branches in northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. Thanks for having me in.
One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, you were quoted as saying that we're lending money. And I was curious as to what the circumstances are where banks are lending money these days.
Well, I think we're looking for qualified borrowers every single day. The problem with banking today is we have too much cash, and we need to get out and find some qualified borrowers that we can lend to.
Okay, now that is money coming from depositors or money that's available to you through the federal government?
Oh, absolutely. Money from depositors. Depositors in northern Nevada, you know, who would have thought 5 years ago that we would end up being the only community bank headquartered in northern Nevada today? And we've just had a great run on getting new customers in our bank.
Okay, so now the operative word is qualified buyers. How do you get qualified in a market like this?
It's difficult, and we've been able to use the SBA 504 program, the SBA 7A program, the USDA BNI program to support some of those creditors that maybe have some weaknesses in their requests, either through historical cash flow or equities, and be able to lend to them that way. But, you know, a lot of guys still qualify. The problem is the guys that qualify, because of the uncertainty in the market today, really don't want to borrow. They want to deleverage. And so it's just a matter of getting them to a point where they feel confident enough that we're headed in the right direction with a borrow.
Okay, so what are the biggest concerns from the business community that are making them sit on the sidelines?
I think the uncertainty from Washington, D.C., that the polarization of both sides of the House, where there's just uncertainty in both the taxes and in medical, that caused them to say, I don't know which way we're going and where I'm going to be in a year and a half.
Okay, so when some of these answers come out over the next couple of months, do you envision, whatever way it goes, once people have certainty, do you think they're going to come off of the sidelines and start investing money?
I definitely do. I think that's just that they're waiting for that signal. And I believe there's a lot of pent-up demand out there waiting to see what's going to happen.
What do you think it's going to do to Congress if they keep on taking their sweet time and leaving all this money on the sidelines when it could be creating jobs?
I don't know what it's going to do to Congress. I mean, I think it's
I mean, in terms of, you know, maybe we need some changes.
Well, I think that we need to get guys that are there not just to get reelected, but to get to managing and governing and getting this country moving in the right direction.
Okay, now, you've talked about businesses. What about the average person? They're likely underwater on their home. They're likely to have had some financial problems over the last 5 years. How do we clear things up so that people can move forward and get beyond this? Or we're going to have to wait 7 or 8 years beyond somebody's last financial problem to be able to move forward?
Well, I think homes are starting to move up in values already.
But not to the values that they were.
No, and I don't know that will happen in the near term. But they can refinance. I mean, today, rates at 3.5%, 4%, that their payments can be reasonable based on what the rates were even 3 and 4 years ago at 6 and 7%.
Okay, now, I remember talking to the head of Bank of America in Nevada a few years ago when we were in the middle of a crisis and talking about FICO scores. And he was talking at the time that potentially there might be another system needed because people's credit was so screwed up that it was going to take forever, if ever, for people to be able to get back to where they could have some kind of reasonable credit score.
Well, I don't know that they can another system, but I think the real issue is that those FICO scores are rebounding very quickly now. You're seeing people that have had a foreclosure, a short sale, their credit improved dramatically even in just 18 months. So I think that wave of people that lost their homes in 3 and 4 and 5 years ago, now they're potential buyers because their credit hasn't rebounded.
As far as investment goes, are you seeing a lot of people in the marketplace going in and buying housing, going in and buying land, because prices pretty much we seem to have come off the bottom?
Well, I think we have. You're seeing an increase of almost 15% over the last couple of years, and that's a first for us. And I think there's a lot of investors out there just because they can go out and buy homes today, put minuscule downs, and be able to have them cash flow based on rents today.
And there's enough out there in a rental market that we have enough people in terms of actually getting renters?
Well, actually, I've read that the population in northern Nevada is pre-crisis. At a pre-crisis point, so I think there's just as many people living here. And the good news over the last 5 or 6 years, we haven't built any new houses, so the supply hasn't increased, but the demand is still there from pre-crisis.
Now we had Perry DiLoretto on the show a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how pleased he was with the number of homes he was actually selling, new homes.
Absolutely.
And we are seeing builders both in northern and southern Nevada buying up land and actually developing. What has happened is the cost of building now become equitable. With the cost of homes, have they dropped so dramatically that it now makes sense?
Well, I don't know that the cost of building has gone down. Perry would be better to tell you that than I. But the cost of lots and the cost of the infrastructure is down dramatically from what it was 10 years, 8 years ago. So that's a dramatic improvement. The cost of construction, I don't think, is down at all. I think it's down. It's exactly what it was.
Really?
Labor may be a little less, but the cost of materials are just what they were.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, in terms of cost of labor, I've certainly seen in my own personal world that, you know, going back over the last couple of years, people were desperate for work, and they were prepared to cut deals that they'd never been cutting before.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think the cost of a yard of cement, a 2x4, a rebar is just what it was before the crisis.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stan Wilmoth. He is the president and CEO of Heritage Bank of Nevada. They have six banks in Northern Nevada. As you look at the economy in Northern Nevada, you know, you have a lot of doomsayers saying, oh, gaming's finished, you know, the competition from Indian gaming, it's never coming back. How do you view this? Because, you know, there are certainly properties that have been having problems, but there are other properties that appear to be booming, certainly in the south part of Reno.
Well, I think, you know, I've been here 40 years myself, and I really believe in Northern Nevada. The greatest attribute Northern Nevada has is we're 10 miles from California. We're not in California. With Prop 30 going in over there, with the Jerry Brown having a majority, a supermajority in both houses, they're going to start increasing taxes in Northern in California. Prop 30 is retroactive to a year ago, and I think it's going to move a lot of people into Nevada. We just need to make sure we don't become California and Nevada. I think there's a lot of opportunity. We've had compressed values in homes. There's 19 zip codes in the Bay Area where housing is above pre-crisis pricing. So those people have gotten increased equities, and those folks may move to Northern Nevada. They could sell their homes in the Bay Area, move to Northern Nevada, to Montrose, and buy a house twice as big for half the price.
The Hispanic population is talked about a lot in politics. How do you find dealing with it in terms of business and banking?
They're just great family folks that just come in. They love to be entrepreneurs. They're great entrepreneurs. They start their own businesses. We love to finance them.
But in the past, you know, maybe I'm going back 20, 30 years, they didn't trust banks.
Well, I think that's evolving to a point where they do now today. I don't know that we've really segmented, separated the Hispanics out for any one reason. But, you know, again, the folks that we've been able to bank, the families are just great families that love to run businesses.
In downtown Reno and in the Midtown area just outside of downtown Reno, we've seen a
where
lot.
Where we are.
Right. We've seen a lot of entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
And what do you think about that? Can that continue to grow?
Oh, I think so.
Because it's organic. It's not government-inspired.
Well, they're going to start an organic garden down there. It's going to be a great opportunity. Those are the kind of grassroots businesses that really hire a lot of people. And that's the thing we've been missing in this last cycle, where we didn't have those new businesses starting because people were afraid to start them. Now I think they're starting to come out. They're saying, I'm done with what I'm doing. I want to start a business and and that's really growing that that base down there.
Well, one of the things, and I, for our Southern Nevada listeners, I want to compare this to the growth in Southern Nevada as well in Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, where they're seeing a lot of organic businesses popping up down there because they're seeing the growth. It's interesting to see that kind of growth coming from a non-governmental source, because people keep saying to the government, you know, we need you to create jobs, but that isn't really the government's job, is it?
Well, I think the sustainable jobs, you know, they can't, on the short term, they can create jobs. It isn't sustainable over time. The sustainable jobs are created by small businesses starting and growing over time and hiring more and more people. The problem is we've made people, small businesses, afraid to hire people, and they've just been polarized, and they've not hired, and now they're talking about do I lay people off, do I have them part time, because that way they can avoid the Obamacare issue. We really don't know. We don't know what the final ramifications are going to be from those things.
Okay, the senior population, is that continuing to be a growth industry for Nevada?
Absolutely. I think you'll see more and more guys move here because of the quality of life in Northern Nevada with the tax situation we have here versus California.
Okay, so let's put it like this. It sounds like you're optimistic.
Incredibly. I've been here 40 years. Great place to live. Everybody should experience Northern Nevada.
And do you think that we're going to see housing prices get even close to where they were at the beginning of the crash anytime in the next 5 years?
We will. Well, we may not get to pre-crash prices, but we'll get to a point where a builder can build another house at that price. Right now, you can buy a house cheaper than a guy can build a house. But it has to elevate up to where it's at least the point where a contractor can make money building a house, because we need more housing eventually as people move in here.
Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much.
All right,
appreciate
Sam.
Your time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Since when is a little weather been a good reason to sacrifice time? The Lexus LS, IS, and GS, all-weather drive sedans. Lease the all-wheel drive 2013 IS 250 for $359 a month for 27 months, with $29.99 due at signing. See your Lexus dealer.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. It could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Wiggle around with us.
Get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Get the news you need on the go with the My News 4 app. Get breaking news, watch our latest videos, your up-to-the-minute weather forecast, and more. Download the My News 4 app, available on the iPhone App Store and Google Play.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Guy Rocha is here, the former Nevada State Archivist. Brian Wachter is Director of Legislative Policy for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. Senator Reid last night addressed the legislature, and one of the things that he went after right off the bat was NV Energy once again, pushing them to increase their renewable portfolio. This just doesn't make sense in today's reality, does it?
You know, I don't think it does. Senator Reid brought a lot of ideas to the table. Unfortunately, I don't think he brought a lot of ideas on how to pay for them to the table. You know, when we're talking a lot of these energy issues and speaking from retail and from, you know, personal residential, those costs often get pushed onto the ratepayers. You know, whether they're transmission lines or whether they're infrastructure or whatever it is, at some point the consumer's going to end up paying more for that cost, and that's always a hard concern.
And the cost of green energy, certainly there are jobs there in the construction, but once the construction is over...
Yeah, you don't need a lot of people to maintain the infrastructure. The other thing, you know, I'm concerned about, and I support renewable energy, but the problem is market price and being competitive. And, of course, dealing with geothermal fracking, you know, and transferring those tar sands, you know, what's the name of the... pipeline, but
the Keystone.
All of these things are posing a tremendous challenge to renewable in Nevada. I mean, I think it's has potential, but the question is, when will it be viable?
And as we're trying to attract more and more businesses to come to Nevada, if the cost of energy is going to be significantly higher, either for their businesses or for the consumer, why would they do it?
Well, it's a disincentive.
Well, you know, this whole country has to make renewable energy viable. I disagree with you. I think it's critical that we have to have green energy. We have a problem of...
Why can't we clean up the energy we currently have?
You know, well, we have to do everything.
The Senator Reid wants to get rid of is one of the cleanest in the nation.
Yeah, but it still emits tons and tons of carbon dioxide. And so you have to phase out the old coal plants. At some point, you have to stop building coal plants. And sure, right now, renewable energy costs more, but we have to go in that direction, or we're going to see massive and very expensive changes to the world that are going to dwarf the cost of implementing renewable energy now.
But when you look at what's going on in other countries, India and China, what we're doing is minuscule by comparison.
Well, I still think, and I'll agree with Chris a little bit. You know, there is a responsibility to look at different issues and to go forward. But at the end of the day, we're still going to end up asking families in Nevada to pay more to heat their homes and to drive their cars and to run their offices. And at this time, it's not viable. I think that's a hard ask.
Guy, what's the responsibility of the PUC? I mean, do they have the ability to push back against Senator Reid? On behalf of the consumer?
Wow, tough question. Thank you.
We don't ask easy questions here.
No, I can see that.
Historically speaking.
Historically speaking, I mean, I'm trying to look at the power of the regulators. I don't know. Do you go up against the Senate Majority Leader? I've never seen a pushback like that historically, but we've never had a Senate Majority Leader who has this vision and this kind of power. So I don't know who would choose to take him on.
It's interesting. ENN, the Chinese company that wants to build not only a solar power plant, but also actually manufacture the solar panels down in Southern Nevada. Senator Reid has been trying to push NV Energy to purchase the power from that plant because Southern California Edison has said at this point that they're not going to do that. The renewable has come up again in 2014, and it would seem that that would be an opportune time if NV Energy wanted to accede to Senator Reid's demands that they would buy that power.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what NV Energy decides to do. And at some point, I think, too, we have to be a little uncomfortable with the amount of intervention that seems to be taking place in the marketplace. If the energy is viable, if the power is viable, if it is a good idea, why do we need this much push into it? Why does it seem to be a hard sell to get this off the ground and to get running? It makes one a little just uncomfortable.
Well, you know, I think everybody understands that NV Energy owes a duty to its ratepayers and its shareholders. And so if there's an alternative that either doesn't increase rates on its ratepayers or increases profits for shareholders, then I think NV Energy kind of owes a duty to them to do it. So the answer lies with the legislature to put some mandates in to buy locally generated renewable energy, like Senator Reid was urging. But I don't think you can lay it at the feet of NV Energy because they don't corporations don't owe a duty to the health of the world. That's something that our politicians are supposed to take care of.
And I do want to point out that NV Energy is a proud sponsor also of Nevada Newsmakers, but that has no bearing on this conversation. Senator Reid also, in conversation with the reporters after the speech, said in David McGrath Schwartz's column, Reid on 2016 re-election bid, sure, why not?
I read it.
Sets up an interesting situation.
Yeah, I believe, he is going to probably pursue re-election. I know there was concerns about, Landry's health and his wife and the rest, but I don't know. I think he wants to do it like Robert Byrd and Strom Thurmond. He'll probably die at desk. I mean, a majority leader, he's very powerful. When you look at the history of our majority leaders, he's now becoming, I would say, one of the most powerful in terms of over time. And he wants to sustain that and, of course, what it can do for Nevada. So, yeah, I see him running again, actually.
One of the things I found interesting about yesterday was that it's almost like the re-election machine was in place, because normally when any of the legislators, the federal legislators, come to our state to talk to our legislature, if we get the speech 10 minutes early, it's a miracle. They'd already leaked the speech to the two major Southern Nevada newspapers and to other reporters way before. There were stories in yesterday morning's papers. It seems like that machine is already in place.
Well, he runs the varsity team as far as the campaign goes, and he is constantly on that road, and he's constantly campaigning. I don't think anyone is going to question whether or not he runs in 2016, and I agree. I think he'll be there for a lot longer. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what kind of challengers come his way and what the state looks like in 2016 when he attempts to run.
If you're listening on the radio, I have a thought bubble above my head of who that opponent might be.
Well, it's intriguing that he didn't hesitate to throw some praise to Governor Bryan, where it was deserved.
Governor Sandoval.
Sandoval, sorry.
Yeah. Getting a little personal.
Point out, he has served in Congress longer than any person has ever served in Congress, and I think he's going to set a major record, even by American standards, national standards.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
It's Free February at JM Furniture, which means when you buy a recliner for $399 or more, you'll get a chairside table absolutely free. Or when you purchase a mattress set for $499 or more, you'll receive a mattress protector for free. This plush sofa, love seat and recliner are at unbeatable prices. And when you make a living room purchase of $999 or more, you'll receive Guardian fabric protection for free. And don't forget these instant rebates on mattress sets in our mattress gallery, only at JM Furniture.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
As always, you can watch the Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. With the next broadcast, Congressman Stephen...